we fly for a week.
Yeah.
It's kind of sugar. Where do we get that mounted on the ceiling?
All
right. We can do like a guy in the neighborhood the other day. He had one mounted on his window.
Oh. Really
cool. All across the window. I thought they were more expensive than curtains. Maybe I'm wrong now. Okay.
You want to skip to number six because you can't do approval yet?
Can we add agenda items?
Yeah, let's add agenda items. And
did you guys establish a quorum already?
No,
we're going to delay that.
Okay.
We're going
to
delay that.
We won't vote on anything.
She's on her way. Okay, Virginia, any added item? It's agenda item.
Okay, I don't know if we want to just bring this up and possibly add it to an agenda of the next meeting, but I had some questions for you guys that I emailed to Deborah, and she responded to some of mine, but I didn't know if you were going to go over any of those.
What was the topic?
Okay, this was in regards to signage. And possibly looking at what we can do to encourage compliance with be prior to us issuing. Enforcement. And so my, you know, I have some ideas, and also I had brought up the fact that is it possible to offer grants, things like that to encourage compliance that would be a lot less heavy-handed.
So you're worried about proliferation and garbage?
Yes.
Okay.
You're talking new signs that people put up?
Existing signs that are not necessarily within county compliance either, but haven't been addressed. And this has been brought up multiple times at town hall meetings.
Okay.
And at the last one we discussed, so it was brought up again, and we said, well, we will be addressing it. But if there's things that we can do to, like, proactively say, these are not even currently in county compliance, we are going to be addressing these issues. We would like your input at these meetings. We would also like you to consider the fact that
Why don't we put that on the agenda if that's good for you guys, and then if we have time, let's go over that because I have some ideas.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a couple different issues there.
Yeah,
there are time.
Do you want to put that on agenda for next month then?
Today or next month?
Today's pretty cool.
I don't know if we're going to have enough time today.
Okay.
But I would like to do that.
Okay.
And the other one was I wanted to be sure we were going to have a chance to discuss the land use permit that we've gotten.
We have to. That was number six.
Okay, because I do want to spend lengthy time on that.
Okay, good. I just wanted to be sure it was going to be.
Let's go over that.
I think
okay.
Any data on
detail.
It just has to.
Yeah. That's all we get in extension, who cares. Okay, so on these Deschutes County permit actions, you guys have an agreement with the county to get data.
We haven't got to item 5 yet, I'm sorry.
Oh, I thought you said go to 6.
Oh, I'm sorry. No.
We can't approve the meeting minutes.
I've read the meeting minutes that are on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have at least one copy we can...
Because you read all copies, right?
I read them on the computer. Okay. I personally didn't have any specific issues with it.
Okay, well,
so
on that point, it's going to take a form. We'll have to wait till for when it gets here.
But I did read them.
I just had one question for Patty. Just really on wording rather than anything else. It wasn't anything that needed.
What page is it, John?
Changed. I'm looking for that. I think it was It was early on page one, I thought. There's a paragraph in section six. And you go down, okay, there in section six there, talk about Mr. Luwak and Tom Anderson, manager of community planning department for Deschutes County. And then it said to make a distinction between land use, and building. And it says, he said building is a little, and then there's a semicolon that says there is a separate process under state law.
Oh, there is I dropped a word there. There is a little difference.
Just add the word difference, please.
Okay.
That's all I have. When Linda gets here, what we'll do is we'll just come back to that, and see if she read on all that, and see if she's comfortable with accepting, and then we'll go ahead on. In the meantime, we will go to agenda item six.
Okay. The first item I'm looking at is dated Tuesday, May 11th, and it is an email from the county alerting us to activity inside the city limits. In this particular one, it's land use ID E1032. It's listed there. And it tells you where the address is, of course the permit fee, who the applicant is, and what they're asking for under land use type. They're asking for an extension to their approval.
Is this the, which, okay, I see one, I have 1033 in front of me, but what is...
1032.
Every time I see those permit fees, okay. I start getting greedy, you know?
Well, we'll get there someday.
Okay, so
when we look down at the bottom under the request, it says extension of, and CU in plenaries is conditional use permit. And then it occurred in the year 06, and there was also a site plan, SP, connected with it. These are approvals that have already been done. Mm-hmm. In this particular case, I wouldn't waste my time on it. I'd be curious what the site plan and conditional use permit is. But somebody getting an extension in these economic times, fine. Mm-hmm. This is no worries. Mm-hmm. So this one, we're done.
The county will still make them, when they go forward to develop it, if they do at some point in the future, they have to meet all the original requirements of the conditional use permit and site plan review. Mm-hmm. So.
How about any changes that happen in the next 4 to 6 years after the extensions and all that? Would they have to update to the new changes, or would it be grandfathered in? To new code?
If there's, it would be grandfathered in. So, for example, a quick example would be back in 06, City of Bend updated, basically adopted a whole brand new code. There were a lot of people that were planning development for years mm-hmm. under the old code requirements. So what happens is you get this influx of applications mm-hmm. under the old code right before the new code
right.
is adopted.
Because everybody knows when they're coming out.
As long as you submit your application under the old code, whichever code is in place at the time is the one that's applicable.
It's similar to when fees go up every July, that everybody just floods it with
June
the old
29th
fees.
And 30th, yep. You get all these applications. Mm-hmm.
Sure, yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah, that's typically what happens. Now, E1033 is the same thing. Notice it's the same applicant, same kind of process.
Okay, so I had a question on mm-hmm. this one specifically, because I know the location, because it's right next door to me.
Is it a residential area?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And so the question that I had was, for example, this was during the time period when the county was saying, a lot of growth was going on and things like that, and so they kind of hit the end of it, decided not to build. Does the county ever, or should we be looking at, for example, when these applications come in, it's just guaranteed that you own this property and a certain use that you is already approved and you can build.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because that's the question I have, because I'm looking at the fact that right across the road from this location, Kitty Corner,
is a development that basically went under. There's a huge development where we have multiple streets going that have already been put in and have not been able to be developed. So this one, luckily, didn't do all of that prep work,
right,
and then fall flat.
Right.
So the question is, it's just based on what the developer wants to do and what is already approved for that area, and they can proceed even though there's tons of other areas that still haven't been developed, and it looks...
It's a property rights and zoning issue. You don't have the authority to say you can't use your property for the uses that are intended because we'd like to see you develop in this empty subdivision first.
Right.
If the city was flush on funds and you had more funds to work with, you might be able to provide incentives or investigate, you know, through urban renewal or CDBG ways to help the developers that fell flat and have infrastructure sitting there, because over time that infrastructure will rot.
Right.
And so, you know, those kinds of things you could do, but it's usually a more mature city that does that.
Right.
You're not ready for it right now.
Obviously.
So the answer is no, you can't do what you want to do.
Okay.
So on this one, this particular extension, same as before. And should we take a break since Linda's here and go back? Or how do you want to do that?
Sure, that would be great.
That thing's wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
We're going to go back to number two, Patty, and we have established quorum. However, let's be official about it. Starting on my immediate left.
Commissioner Virginia Passington.
Commissioner John Thomas present.
Commissioner Linda Maggard present.
Okay, we have a quorum. Do you want to do plate again? No. I'd love to have it. We went through any added agenda items, Linda.
Okay. Absolutely. Here, pass them down.
So good.
I'm supposed to have sandwiches.
That's what I was doing today. That's what I was doing. I was baking and doing my laundry.
Did we previously approved? And so
when there's four people on the calendar, and they all write their little thing,
and they build,
you know, Randy had a Grange meeting today, so he's there, and I didn't even see my PC meeting. And 4 o'clock, what a great time!
Did you have anything on? Did you get a chance to read the minutes?
She's reading right now.
We're supposed to have sandwiches and salad. Luana was over picking them up from Subway. I do want to check on that because I'm not sure what's going on.
Suggested that she get you guys meals because you have a long day. Yeah, it's going to go from 4 to
8. It is. Nobody told me.
Next,
it was that long.
Next month it could go to from 4 to 8.
Okay. You have an easy
at least apple. You get a salad.
You do.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, indeed.
So now we're getting into the really long ones? Or?
No.
Not yet, because we haven't adopted anything.
Well, next month will be, you know, it'll be just 2 hours. We're trying to limit it to 2 hours next month. So if you're not on the Transportation Advisory Committee, you'll have guaranteed 2 hour or less meetings starting next month.
I am not on the Transportation Committee.
There you go. You're one of the lucky
ones.
I'm
not either.
Well, you're on the utility.
My name is
Grant. I'm going to go to the meeting tomorrow, and that looks really long.
Well, with this reading.
Oh, that's really good, though.
I wanted to let you all know that the corridor plan was awarded, that contract was awarded to Kittleson and Associates. So they're starting work on the study of this corridor and the highway corridor. And then that will include a prioritization and suggested fixes for Reed and First and the key intersections. That work becomes the basis of the TSP. And I also heard from staff that the city has approved a budget to fund the next step, which would complete a TSP. And then that works into the work James and I are doing under the grant to set you up for a basis of SDCs. Mm-hmm. And so in a year and a half, you'll have a very nice package of stuff. Soon as the, is the budget completely adopted?
Yes, it was.
Okay. So now the, the council can issue a scope for the TSP work. Mm-hmm. But I think I'd wait and see what that corridor study looks like first. Mm-hmm.
Well, the council still has to approve the budget committee's.
Oh, gotcha. Sure. Okay.
Okay. Getting back to topic. Are you done with the...
What if I twist this?
When Terry gets back, I would entertain a motion that if there's no changes, that we approve of the minutes for April.
Is that your one letter change?
That's the one word insertion. When Terry gets back, we'll do that. Okay, what we're going to do now is we're going to go right on and allow Deborah and James to continue.
Okay.
And our sandwiches are here.
Was a motion made to approve the minutes?
I make a motion to approve the minutes with one change noted.
Want to second it?
Aye.
Go all over the favor. Okay, meeting minutes for April have been approved.
Okay. So, continuing on with our activity report from the county, the next one that I'm looking at is for Newberry Habitat for Humanity. They are building a residence, and the square footage is 1,142 square feet. A frame structure, so it's a wood structure, and this is the kind of thing that normally you would review if everything was under your control. But here's what happens here: the county gets this application, they're going to apply the current setbacks, they'll make sure it's built to code. Mm-hmm. And for this one, I see nothing to worry about. You've got a good agency working on it, it's nothing unusual here.
Now, that's in an area that they've already had the infrastructure put in. Correct. Okay.
This is typically something like the building permits is, like what Deborah said, is the only thing that comes out of planning that they check during the building permit stage, like for a single family home, is setbacks, heights, just some of those basic standard things like that. And so those are a lot of times done by the building department, even though there are provisions that come out of the zoning code. So the planners would never see this. It wouldn't come before any planning commission. And it's basically building code stuff. So anything you typically you see with the building permit, 90% of it, you really just...
I wonder if we, once we do begin, if we would just simply, with our volume here in La Pine, if we would just sub out the plans examining someone, like county.
For building.
Simple stuff like this. If you had a part-time planner, you would earn money plus by doing it in-house.
Right, but I mean when a plan really needs examined, not a
building
small...
Oh, you mean the building stuff.
Building stuff.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
because
I would ship that out as long as
that,
possible.
Because that one there is probably a boxed up plan, but I mean a custom home over here in Newberry neighborhood,
yeah,
or Crescent Creek. That's at first. I mean, I can see that we will be able to start with the planning department a lot sooner than later if we start looking at creative ways to do things rather than the attitude of we have to have everything in place in La Pine before we start planning department.
Right.
you know, we'll really need to be creative and subcontract some of this work out so we can get going. However, the point is well taken on fees and whatnot. You know, you can subcontract all your money out, or you can try to keep it in-house. And I'd rather keep it in mind.
You know, there's a thought on that. Theoretically, if you hired a planner tomorrow, they would be enforcing zoning, but it would be the county zoning code.
Right.
That they would be enforcing.
Right.
You know, and then when you adopt a new code. So it's really, it becomes a budgetary issue. It becomes a control issue.
For example, the next item is Land Use ID S104. It's a sign permit. Mm-hmm. It's for a wall sign. Mm-hmm. And those onions are really strong. Carlson Sign, a well-known sign company. The county has a standard. It'll be applied. Mm-hmm. This doesn't bother me, but it gets at your question, Virginia, mm-hmm. that at some point in time, in terms of the livability and visual things that make Lapine better or worse, this is something that we could control. We collect $430, presumably, if we use the same fee structure. Mm-hmm. And trust me, approving a sign permit should take no longer than 15 minutes. So, you know, there would be a cost there that's less than the fee.
$1,720.
Did you notice that new billboard on north of the town is literally feet away from the city limits? Did you notice where it, on the corner of...
the billboard?
On the corner of... what's the road that dumps out from Pam... Not Pam Lane, but... what's the road that goes by the American Legion?
Drafter.
It's right on the north side of Drafter, right in the county property. And it's literally feet up. You know, otherwise these big billboards are going to have a tough time with me on a planning commission.
Well,
inside the city.
Remember what we discussed, and I won't belabor this because this is a topic we'll talk when Virginia's topic comes up.
Yep.
You, as the city, can create codes that also generate a fee structure. The existing billboard structure, big rectangle, does nobody any good. It's ugly. Mm-hmm. But if it was built as a city kiosk with local information, an emergency phone, and a smaller structure that had a shake roof with a city emblem mm-hmm. on the side, mm-hmm. all of a sudden you've got something that helps tourism. You get revenue because the billboard people will be paying for that advertising. And it's built in such a way that it improves the city. Mm-hmm. So we may say no to billboards in the current configuration, but you may get something that's better. Right. Okay, so last one here. Oh, thank you.
But see, part of my concern is existing ones that are not that are just
very gaudy.
Yeah, we can attempt to put things in place.
Main corridors.
Yeah. Okay. This is a DEQ sign-off, and based on the land use ID, and James, you may want to correct me here.
What's that?
It looks like, I want to say...
Permit sign-off.
Yeah, yes. Just a permit sign-off for DEQ.
Which is what you have here.
It could be anything.
Well, it's the same as what you have in the packet, which is this...
Is this Fred Rose?
It's not. This is Truex Corporation, but if it's DEQ sign-off, it's going to be something similar.
Okay.
Like this, like a land use compatibility statement. It's just a permit sign-off.
I thought it was, that's the one here.
Well, it has a different name on it, so I'm not sure if we have the same number.
Truex Corporation.
PS1020.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Oh, it's right here.
Does this say Truex on it? This is Fred Rose.
No.
That's the one.
That's a different one.
Okay. And maybe this is a good example, is what we started talking about, is mm-hmm. if this is not, does it have, it has an address 52530.
Mm-hmm.
This one is at, does it say where this is located?
I saw one that was
mm-hmm.
with.
Oh, for example, this one from Truax says 51453 Highway 97 mm-hmm. is the location.
453?
Yeah.
That's this one.
Yep, this one from Truax. This one that you got the notice of is 52530. It's a different name, different address, so it's a different permit sign, but they're the same thing.
Right.
This one that was submitted to the city should have gone to the county, because what it's really asking is, when you get to item C on there, is the use compatible with the applicable acknowledged comprehensive plan and land use regulations? Well, that is what the county's doing, is they're administering the land use regulations for Lapine right now. So whereas this person submitted it to the county, because the county's going to be able to say, okay, did we do a site plan review on it?
Yeah.
Does it comply with all of our code requirements? This one right here should have went to the county.
Okay.
But again, it's something you could take over.
What's the timeline on, how far has that been in the process right now, that one?
This one?
I think it's Shell.
The one we just looked at? The one we just talked about? 5-10?
May 10th.
May 10th.
Okay, we could make an attempt to help this individual here, because his is due to DEQ by Monday the 24th.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the 19th.
Yeah.
So we might try to help out anyway.
Yeah, and let's talk about this Truax one just for a second. The state often updates their files. They send these things out. This is an existing gas station. It's not a new gas station.
Right, been there forever.
It's, you just sign it and move on. If it was a new gas station, then you're mindful of whether they're doing everything correctly. But these things, we just want to help out the business owner and move it through. If you feel you don't have enough information, then somebody has to take it upon themselves to call and say, hey, you didn't check whatever. But it looks like C is something that the city needs to check.
But the question I have is, it's not whether or not, what is our authority?
Well, he has filled it out.
To do this, because...
You mean if it's legal?
Yes, exactly. That's what I want to know.
Okay.
Is it legal? Because, yes, we are on the Planning Commission, but we...
You're right. I mean, and that's where typically the county, who has been authorized by the council to do the review, would check off the appropriate box about how it's permitted, and then they would sign it. So the question is who among the Planning Commission or the city, is it the mayor? Is it, you know, is Luana or Patty authorized?
As far as I know, no.
It says planning official.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think the chair of the Planning Commission is the highest authority for this.
Yeah, I think so. Essentially what you're doing is you're looking at what the county does is they look at their records. Mm-hmm. Have we done a site plan review or previously permitted this? And they look at their zoning code and say, is it allowed? It's literally a 5-minute research project for them.
I just don't want it.
We can do that and let you guys know. and then some one of you can decide who signs. But I would think the chair of the Planning Commission.
Yeah. It's a real simple thing. There's no risk here.
Not yet.
You were all appointed by the council, so I think.
I'll read that later.
Okay, so we have, that's Truax. We're done with the county's transmittal permits.
Yeah, they don't really, see, they have no new land use applications for you to look at, you know.
Yeah, no site plans. That's my thing.
Well, it'll happen due time. You know, one good thing about slow economy is that you can train so that when things do get busy, you're not slowing down the process. Because at some point in the near future, the Pine's going to really be taken off with the development, and we better be ready for it. And that's, you know, we've been allotted this time right now to train and be ready for that. Mm-hmm. So that's a good thing.
The only reason I asked was, it's not like it's a big deal, it's just that at this point, because the county's handling that, that if there was any dispute, it goes to the city council. It doesn't come to us right now.
That's right. If there's a dispute.
Like just with, okay.
But your pass-through authority to sign on these things.
Okay.
I don't think
that's
you should
fine.
Have
that. Signing it.
There's no budgetary risk.
Well, and we don't, you know, for us to delay on that existing gasoline station could possibly shut down a business person that, is could be disastrous.
We used to do these, for example, like when I was at the city working with Deborah. I mean, people would come in for front counter, planet counter, and we do the research right there and sign it off for them. They'd pay the fee. It was minimal to cover our research, and then we'd send them out the door, and we'd keep a copy for our records.
2 minutes. Okay. Maximum.
Unless they didn't have the permit authority, then they would go through and I would tell them.
So that's it for item 6.
That's it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And what else do we have here with the... Where's this come from?
That's from Gloria Fleming. She just wanted to add it to the packet.
Processing and all this. This is what
Gloria's saying? What we brought up last time.
Oh, okay, sure.
On the changes mm-hmm. that the county was having to make because we are now a... What?
So these are questions that the staff will answer, Gloria, or do we need to go over them?
Why don't we can go over it now, and then why don't...
we could add it to next.
It's up to you.
Sure. Because then she'll be here to get the answer.
Okay.
It was my understanding, because she brought some of this up to before, these were her concerns, and I don't think it was something she was asking for answers for right now, but mm-hmm. as we consider these same things as part of the code
right.
writing, that these were her thoughts.
And I think she was also wondering if these are things we need to address
right
sooner
now, yeah.
rather mm-hmm. than later mm-hmm. because of the fact that these do go into effect because of our urban growth boundary recognition with the county.
If you remember, like, the global 30,000-foot view on this is that the county, for their code, they have, if you're inside an acknowledged UGB and they still have jurisdiction over you, the standards are a little bit different. They're more urban in nature than rural in nature. Mm-hmm. So block sizes get smaller. Just, it's those types of things.
So this will be addressed as an additional item.
Yeah, what do these mean?
Later.
Yeah, is this a test?
I have no idea.
So are we going to address this next meeting when Gloria's here?
I can do
or
it.
Are we going to...
Exclusive farm use, Chiefs County mm-hmm. Code, Oregon Administrative Rule.
Mm-hmm.
Service mining. By her we have minutes.
Okay.
To the application.
Did you get...
However you guys want to do it, if you want to...
thing, but I don't know what they mean.
What's that?
Do you want to go through them now, just briefly? Would it make you more comfortable? Yeah.
If the, you know...
Sure.
Is that good with you, John?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. Acronyms. James just listed them, so do it again.
Exclusive Farm Use Zone, Deschutes County Code, Oregon Administrative Rule, Surface Mine Impact Area, and the Rural Residential 10-Acre Minimum Zone.
And if you forget any of these,
believe it,
they will be in the front of the Deschutes County Code under Definitions.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if you ever get stuck, you'll find them there. When she talks about block size, we can pretty much do anything we want, but we have to be mindful of the grid that we already have. Some cities get crazy, they go to little teeny block sizes, and then all of a sudden the city's responsible for lots and lots of pavement. Lapine has told us in the public meetings, mm-hmm. we want to maintain a rural character. Right. That doesn't mean carving it up with streets. Mm-hmm. So we're going to look to alternatives that serve the vehicular public without creating huge costs for the community. Mm-hmm. Because all of that gets subsidized by the city. We mm-hmm. don't want that.
Throwing an idea in there, a lot of times you'll see block sizes that, you know, when you get into urban areas where you have smaller lots and more people live in one area that are shorter block lengths, mm-hmm. so that, again, like if you want to go one road over to your neighbor's house, then maybe you can throw a stone and hit. You don't have to walk mm-hmm. a mile around the block because mm-hmm. you can't, you know, a cranky neighbor that won't let you cut through the yard. Mm-hmm. You can break these up into where you, maybe rather than having these short block lengths, where you include easements for walking trails to get through, because a lot of the block length stuff has to do with pedestrians and not vehicles. Mm-hmm. It's cheap to build, serves the purpose, and doesn't force you into this one-size-fits-all cookie-cutter that Lapine yeah. said they don't want.
We have to work with what is existing in the plan. Mm-hmm. We're not going to just completely overnight transform this mm-hmm. this town. People have moved here for some reason, and because they loved it, and you know any changes are going to be tough, such as higher densities and such like that. With the folks from Lapine have clearly spoke that they want larger lots and more spread out. Field, so.
Second paragraph, she talks about dedication of land, mm-hmm. and she asks whether a certain percentage, in this case 8%, be dedicated for things that James just mentioned, mm-hmm. which are aesthetic features and pedestrian amenities like bike paths, jogging trails. The answer is yes. Most cities ask for more. There are two ways to do it. You can work hand in hand with the Parks District, which I think is reasonable. And you can make sure that you look at the carrying capacity of the land, because Lapine has a high water table, etc. Some projects may have to dedicate more land for open space because of the natural features. Mm-hmm. Some in town where you're redeveloping a paved site, there isn't a lot to dedicate because it's not going to benefit anyone. Let them cover it up. That's a good place for density. But in areas where you have special circumstances, you'll find that the dedication of land may be different. So the answer is yes, we'll just figure out what.
Yeah, I mean, frankly, it's hard to dedicate land for parks, or to require it be dedicated for parks, for somebody to give up land for the public to come use. Right. But if, like, for a specific purpose, you have a lot of homes in an area and you need to walk from place to place, mm-hmm. you get that out of the land use decision. So,
lighting. Lighting. Personally, I would try to stay away from ornamental street lighting bases. If they're in neighborhoods, I don't think it's critical. I think it's expensive. And typically in most cities, you light one intersection in a neighborhood for safety, and then everything else is people want it dark. They don't want these big giant cobra heads with the sodium vapor light shining down into their backyards. So this is something that we'll probably talk about during the lighting code development when we have the public meetings, but my guess is be conservative.
Don't overdo it. Because of the new lighting that she brought it up?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, is that something we want to expand? Is that something we want to just keep in that specific area? Or is that what she's saying?
I think so. I mean, those are
decorative.
Yeah.
I mean, they are.
In your tourist areas, that's fine. But I don't think I'd make the public subsidize it in neighborhoods. I think that's too costly. Mm-hmm. So we'll answer all these questions when we go through the lighting ordinance. Yes, Mid-State is involved somewhere. And notice her last statement. Many people moved here to get away from that. She's spot on. That's mm-hmm. correct. And it's not a blanket rule. It'll be customized for neighborhoods versus commercial and industrial areas. So the next segment is road right-of-ways, and it's absolutely essential to have roads that serve the purpose. She's concerned about, okay, we plow snow and then there's nowhere to put it because the road right-of-way is too narrow. We will develop through the subdivision ordinance basic standards for what a local road is, which are neighborhood roads, what collector roads are, which carry a little bit more traffic, and then your basic arterials, which carry the highest amount of traffic. The only other designation will be a state road, which is interstate travel. So all those things will be identified.
Now, I was wondering, for example, the new World Shoe Blood, for mm-hmm. example. They're putting in another one. Very nice. But to me, that road is, like, really, really narrow. And they do have the big ditches for the snow removal, and then they have the sidewalks, which are actually
separated.
Paved.
Yeah.
They're, like, blacktop. But is that something we can address and say things a little bit wider? Or
in places.
Yeah. When I'm driving back there to see my mother, I think to myself, these could be kind of slick in the winter, and that's a big ditch.
Yeah,
I just think to myself, things like that.
Snow. Just kidding.
Yeah, but it's
so good. Yeah. We'll have a discussion about what proper road widths are, and what you'll find is there isn't one size that fits all.
Okay.
You know, Prineville, I went to Prineville the other day, and they have the widest roads in the United States.
I think
you go to the residential areas in Prineville, and I mean, they got to be 60 foot.
Yeah,
that's true. To easement, they're like 60 foot wide. I mean, they're like 4-lane highways through that town. That is awesome.
You know, it's very funny, that debate, the road width debate. Design standards for buildings, road width issues, those are going to be some of the biggest debates that are going to come up during the weekend of the public process.
Well, as a developer standpoint, you know, I'm not going to want to pay for this big wide road.
Correct.
However, if I'm a member of the public, I want the wide road. And
well,
so
sometimes
there's got to be some in between.
Sometimes
I can see not requiring as wide as Prineville's, but like Virginia said, some of ours are getting a little too narrow.
A lot of through the neighborhood people like narrow streets because they believe in with parking on the street because it slows the traffic down through the neighborhood. So I play devil's advocate a lot.
Or if you have an alley loaded street.
Unless Carver and I, she didn't slow down.
You don't want a wide street because you're...
Well, and I'm also considering the fact that, you know, if you get two cars going.
Yeah, you have to be real careful in making those choices. Okay, her next paragraph is she's questioning some conditional uses regarding RV parks. I'm not sure of her question, but we need those in this kind of community, a traveling community, a resort community, if you will. So I don't think we should ban them, and we'll go over that more thoroughly when we can talk to her. So, for instance,
an RV park may not need a conditional use permit in the new City of La Pines zoning codes, whereas it does with Deschutes County. So these are some of the things that we can change in the city.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Those are the things. And I remember she brought something up about would the existing ones have to go through or be brought up to some standard? You know, and the answer is no. Pre-existing, non-conforming grandfathered uses. So.
Under dimensional standards, every zone has specific standards for certain kinds of uses. And I'm not sure 18.60.060 what exactly what section of the county code that is. Is that the RR10?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So in that case, you can't have a lot less than 10 acres.
Right.
Those are the rules. If there's something, is there RR10 inside the city?
No.
Here's what people don't understand is how all these 1 acres out there are zoned RR10.
Okay.
And that came up to me hundreds of times.
Literally 17,000.
I mean, that's one of the things, you know, when you're selling real estate and someone says, and they look at the zoning, and buyers are very, very aware nowadays, like they didn't used to be. And they look at this 1 acre and zoned RR10, you know, I'd like to have a dollar every time I've heard this. Do I have to buy the other 9 acres now so that I have 10 acres?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that would lie in the whole Deschutes County code to.
So that may be something we change.
Inside the city, though, you're not going to be... See, the 10 acres is a rural size, so the state kind of considers anything less than that. The state considers anything when you get under like 10 acres, 5 acres, they considered it not rural.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to develop something that's like internal lots that were 1 acre in size is your minimum lot size, they consider that not urban. Do you understand what I'm getting at? They can't figure out this middle land.
Right.
Long story short, in the city, they're going to press you, you know, as we go through this, to have smaller lot sizes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And opportunities for that over time, because they realize it's a transition. Her next paragraph has to do with the La Pine Industrial District. And yes, we coordinate with Liggy and Lee Smith on anything related to industrial. And our goal, and we've said this 1,000 times, is for economic development for the industrial areas. There should be very few obstacles, very few barriers. Let it be easy for business to come in. If you had a problem with too much business, then we'll think about restrictions. Mm-hmm. But for now, I don't think I'd be worrying too much. Okay, guest ranch. Why should the city care about this?
This is the county code.
Yeah, she must be looking at the county
code.
This
was the thing, yeah.
This was what we got last time. That
from
said these are the changes that are because we're now an urban growth boundary. So inside, they had to start applying those. And so these are her questions in regards to those
guest
specific.
Ranch.
Guest ranch was something that was
and
initiated.
And it said you couldn't have it within 10
exactly.
miles of the city unless the city's under the size of 50,000.
Correct.
Oh. Which we should be so, for quite some time.
Yeah. For a couple of years.
Yeah.
So she was just wondering if that's even something we would want to include, I think, in our code.
It says, why should we care about this? We shouldn't, because we're under 50,000 and it'd be quite a while.
Yeah,
outside the city. Is this inside city limits or outside?
It would have to be outside. We're not going to put guest ranches inside the city
limits.
Right,
it would be and it still falls under the county.
Here's the problem. If you have a destination resort or a guest ranch, and it's right on the city limits, they get all the benefits of the city services because they're right there. They use everything, but do they pay anything? Mm-hmm. So the question always comes up, does the city subsidize that? Should there be some way to capture more than just their purchases inside
that's
the city?
That's an issue, I think, in Redmond because of the increased traffic through the area.
But
that's
we
what we're going
to deal with. For Lake Eagle Crest.
And again, this would be a problem I'd love to have. Mm-hmm. So it's premature to worry about it, but we should put it on the back burner. If you zone churches, schools, and cemeteries, we met with the public school district through the development of the comprehensive plan process. They have maybe, worst case scenario, one more elementary school that might happen in the next 20 years, but not likely. Mm-hmm. We don't have to worry about this. Churches, there are some federal protections for churches, so we kind of just make sure that they follow the rules for land use. Cemeteries, if somebody wants an expansion, I suspect they'll do it next to the existing one.
She's referring to it in the EFU zone, though. I mean, really, you have the
conditions.
I think it was that she was saying that the current cemetery did not fall within the criteria that's been established by the county, but it would be grandfathered in.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And you're going to write your own criteria for that anyway.
We'll make it work with our code.
Yeah.
And does the city have to designate lands for future schools? We worked with the school district. They didn't see anything they needed right now. And they tend to get bonds and buy the land as they go. It'd be nice to cut it out, but it's not always something we can do. Okay, that covers that.
Anything else? Any other questions on item number 6 for Deborah and Jane? We'll also cover this land use compatibility statement down in agenda item number 9. So we'll be a little bit further on that then, too.
Okay, I lost my agenda. Oh, there it is. Okay.
So number 9, just a question.
Mm-hmm.
You covered kind of went over number 9 with number 6.
Mm-hmm.
Do you? But the one for you have for Truax. Do you?
It's just this one here. Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to? Okay.
And that's what I was just waiting on.
Okay.
Just doing it then, mm-hmm. and hopefully real quickly because I think it's going to be something that more than anything, we just need to be educated as a planning commission on how these things work, and then we'll be comfortable with. Sign them off. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and check that off, but I am going to just touch on it real briefly. Now on the good stuff. Item agenda 7, update and pick names for neighborhood contest. Yay!
Now, where is that in the packet? I don't see anything.
Oh, you mean the names?
The names?
Yeah.
I don't know. I have some that were submitted. One was submitted as late as right now. So, I mean, here's some.
I can go make copies because nobody gave me anything to put in there for that.
Okay, the only one. Okay.
1, 2, 3.
Make copies of these and then this. This is the only ones I have. And I don't have, that's number 3 and 1. So I don't have anything yet for 2.
Cook's choice.
I have a good one.
Okay, Ms. Fine.
Number 2.
But I was hoping that
I
would
get one.
But we
can still review these ones and say.
Oh, yeah. My plan was to get here tonight and have all kinds of names for all three. I also, in the back of my mind, thought that I only have ones for one, and I haven't heard from 2 and 3 yet, so I thought about this, and we might have a brief discussion on this. I didn't want the planning commission to come up with a name. I wanted a private citizen to come up with a name.
Sure.
But, you know, we're getting to where we should just move on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so, if it comes to that, we might just go ahead and vote on a name and get that. There's an awesome name for one.
Somebody submitted?
Yeah.
Good.
I got 7 from one gal. She just called me up.
Great.
Gave you 7 different names.
There you go. She admitted that it was that her boyfriend actually lives in the neighborhood, but I think she's the real creative one that gave the boyfriend the names. So the names are under the boyfriend's name.
Which I've never been done.
She's kind of a, I think she was kind of a spokesman of the group. The male name submitter, if he gets chosen,
you would...
It'll be a surprise?
But anyway, we'll go over that.
Okay.
Sounds fun.
All right.
Give us a clue.
No one else would answer it.
Give me the subject.
Well, it was really good.
Thank you.
His last name was Hunter, so there's a lot of Hunter's Paradise and Hunter Road and Hunter's. Anyway, did we have one for two? Now Dan, Adele did two.
She walked around and went door to door, didn't she?
Yeah, we all went last Saturday. There was six or eight of us that spent at least 2 hours going door to door. I know the neighborhood more intimately now. I thought I knew it very well before, but I know it very well now. All the dogs, all the Rottweilers, I know everything about it now.
The gunshots, the
And I spent about a half hour hearing the opinion of one gentleman. So I took the brunt for you guys and sit here for fun.
Thank you.
So I got a lot of input now. What the public wants.
Did they think you were a census person?
Kind of like that, yeah. There was a lot of negativity. I read through it all.
You know, I know it's only been not even 24 hours, but just from all of you down here today and our counselor, has there been any feedback on the county commissioner's race?
Oh, yay, Tony won.
Tony
won.
Well,
yeah.
It was on the paper.
I mean, that was just very...
I'm so huge upset. And yay.
Thank you.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot. I think it's all sinking in right now.
Mm-hmm.
It just came out on the paper this morning.
Yeah, there's some celebration.
And I think there will be some celebration going on.
Now we understand.
I was pretty happy with this one.
I was very happy.
A lot of people were.
Mm-hmm.
Bathing and...
That's how the vote went, too. It's 53%,
47%.
Yeah,
one last
group.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I wasn't...
But at least she's not afraid to come to a
final. Yeah, she'll come to a final.
And she listens, and she doesn't come with a big chip.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, well, Burgess Crossing, her kids.
The neighborhood and the pond.
I like that. I don't like that.
We see it first.
These are all neighborhood decisions. Yeah.
Two look good.
Oh, the one?
Which one is this?
Crossroads, that's me.
Which one is this? Number
that's
one.
That's fine chocolate.
This.
Spelled different.
So the name of neighborhood number
neighborhood
one.
Neighborhood one, I've got Gary.
This is neighborhood one, too.
And that's neighborhood one?
Okay, guys, yeah, this one didn't.
I like that one.
This one didn't come through.
Oh, what was it?
I'll have you write it on there.
Neighborhood in the Pines is one.
Oh, that's...
Is this number two?
I got one. Two ones.
And these are all ones.
Yeah.
Oh, this is one.
The best one didn't come here.
Oh, Karen Ward.
No, like this one. I mean, it was written on... I just wrote it because he's an older gentleman that is very well aware of Roslyn, and he came up with Roslyn Crossing.
For which neighborhood?
Neighborhood one. The new school is named Rosalind Elementary.
I like
Rosalind. And as everybody knows, that old Burgess roadbed was the Rosalind Road that extended from Rosalind and crossed the Little Deschutes River at the corner of Burgess and Huntington. And all the sheep herders would take their sheep up to the meadows by the lakes, and that Rosalind Crossing is absolutely just right on time, especially with the elementary school being Rosalind.
Sounds good, feels good.
I like
Rosalind
that.
Rosalind Crossing.
I mean, that was
awesome for number one.
Uh-huh.
Old Delmer Olman, old chief in the United States Navy, retired World War Zero, I think. I mean,
here's another batch.
He's going to be so excited.
Good. And the planning commission that was in work with.
Oh, yeah.
Framed.
he's older and dirt. But he's told me all about, Roslyn or anything. And, I agree. That's a joke.
I'm going to give you a list of these two.
Oh, okay.
Here's one.
Three.
I'll get you the other.
Neighborhood three. Oh, Dan was very prolific.
Yeah, he really was.
Oh, wow.
Neighborhood 3.
Okay, neighborhood 3.
That's what we're in right down.
Yep. Where's your name? Oh, wait a minute. Name, Park. Parkside.
That place.
Parkside. Oh, Kendall. Oh, beauty. Oh, boy, you just keep coming up with your same names.
See, this is the things that they have, like,
Barbara Hedges sent one in.
I need to get something straight here. Did Dan Barco, did he submit neighborhood, all these for neighborhood 3 himself?
I don't know.
It's his writing. But there's other ones mixed in
there. Dan Barco does live in the city limits, but where, what neighborhood does he live in?
I have no idea.
Dan Barco?
He submitted for 1.
These are for three, aren't they?
Neighborhood 3, sorry.
Each packet has more than just one submission.
But this doesn't tell me what neighborhood.
This one's just three, Kendall?
Which one?
Oh, there it is.
Because we agreed on the selection process.
Green Acres.
That the person should live within the neighborhood.
Yeah, they have to be a resident.
Where is Pengra? Office 6. Oh, so he does.
Yeah, he's on. He's in the city.
So he's in the neighborhood.
I think that's where.
Okay, good. He can submit it.
Okay, I'm writing this down. The ones that I like.
John, we do have a board up there. If you end up wanting to keep a tally or anything,
okay, we will.
Let's just for 3
right,
none of those are interesting.
What's this one?
What? Is that, oh, that's Barbara's, that's South Park, okay, which sounds like them. Oh, a child, good.
Did we get, Patty, did you notice any of these with neighborhood number 2 on them?
I didn't notice.
Okay, I want to hurry up and get mine in there, then. You know what we ought to do is we ought to vote for one neighborhood at a time and just knock this thing out, huh?
Okay.
That's why I'm on the board, so it looks really cool.
No, two, huh?
Oh, it can't take forever.
Well, I mean, I'm just going to write the winner. 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
You know, you can discuss all you want. All I'm going to do is go to 1. this is going to be, I'm going to leave these up here for a couple of years or something. That way everybody can next week.
We don't have any number 2.
I'm going to leave them up here for a while.
Okay.
And we're going to study them.
Okay.
These are going to be the winners right here.
Okay.
Now we'll start the discussion.
Well, I think number 1's easy. Roslyn Crossing.
Roslyn Crossing.
I like it.
All those in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Roslyn Crossing.
Who submitted that?
Gentleman friend of...
Delmer Ullman. Chief of the United States Navy.
Oh.
Long time ago.
Where was he stationed?
On a ship.
He moved around.
That's all he can remember.
We have nothing for 2, but that doesn't matter. So
Ranch Side.
What? Where did you get 2?
Ranch Side.
Yeah, but who submitted that?
I did it just now.
Do you live in 2?
No, but if we don't have any other name.
Okay.
Ranch. I like that better.
Does that mean he gets the 5?
No, I don't want to.
You live in it.
I'm going to give it to you because you live in 2.
Yep.
So
you
come up with a name.
So you come up with 1 and I'll give you whatever you come up with. Whatever you win.
Yes, it was 5 with 1.
Ranch.
It's the, you can't lose. That's the one right here today.
Okay. Well, let's go to 3 because
there's a lot.
There are 2 that I feel like cool.
Old Town.
No, you know why I said Ranch Side, don't you?
I don't know. Which one?
This is the ranch.
I need to get.
I like Mole Craig.
This is the Old Town Ranch, 1,100 acres.
Oh, Parkside.
Right in between neighborhood two.
Oh, that, okay.
The old King Bar S, that's Sam Elliott on it for many years.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
My daughter, when I first opened Taco Bell down here, my daughter was studying drama, and Sam Elliott came in to get a taco.
Oh.
She almost didn't make it home that night. She was so excited. She was tripping over herself.
Okay.
But this is the old, it's the King Bar J now, isn't it?
So they don't own it anymore?
Sam Elliott sold out in four different parcels.
Oh.
But this was the original 1,100 acres right here.
Uh-huh.
The old original ranch in the pine. Ranch.
So let's call it Elliott Meadow.
No. I don't know. But I want to hear what Don comes up with first before we call Ranch Side. You want to get the credit for Ranch Side, Don, or do you want to come up with
Ranch Side? I don't like Ranch Side.
Ranch Side would be fine, right?
Ranch Side?
Yeah.
One word.
Ranch Side. One word.
Correct.
Okay. Don Greenier has won the contest for ranch.
Oh.
You better put Audrey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Audrey's name.
Good idea.
And clue her in.
No, you don't.
Audrey, G-U-L-D-E-F. Audrey, A-U-D-R-E-Y.
R-E-Y?
Right. G-U-L
Greenier.
G-U-L
G-R-E-L.
No, it's not. It's G-U-L-B-E-F.
What is it?
Oh, he's teasing
G-U-L
pain and sin.
D-E-F.
That's what it is. He can't hear me.
D-E-F.
I said it.
Golden. Oh, that's, yeah.
No, G-U-L-B-E-M. Golden.
Okay. So Don Owen, Audrey Goldman, and Ranch Side.
There you go.
I like it.
Okay.
Oh, God, I'm
going to
be in trouble.
Oh, well, you have to take her on another trip.
I like the prairie thing going.
I do,
prairie,
too.
Yeah, the old the pine prairie.
You got all
okay,
the prairie.
Okay, so
we have
prairie
stuff up there, though.
Prairie meadow.
Right here.
I
can't.
Long prairie.
No, where's prairie meadows?
Yeah, Karen, what's his neighborhood in the pines? That's cool, neighborhood in the pines, you know. But
prairie
it's cool.
Meadows.
No Prairie Meadows? Do I hear it for Prairie Meadows?
Prairie Meadow. It was one big meadow historically. What else do we got?
And the Pine
and
Meadows.
And because it's a swampy area, it's probably going to stay there.
South Parkway. That's
the only
one. That's what I said.
That's the last one.
That sounds like Blair, though.
That's around.
Sophisticated. I'm liking Prairie Meadow.
I like Prairie.
I think that sounds good.
Prairie Meadow.
It has a ring.
Well, you wrote Meadows. What Meadows? I guess you...
Where?
Well, because it is kind of broke up by street, so... Meadow.
You know what?
Meadow.
It actually was named Long Prairie to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And he had Long Prairie Meadow.
I had Long Prairie as my number one until Virginia shot me down.
Well, fine, let's do
Long Prairie.
Well,
it's really north, though.
It's Long Prairie.
But well, isn't that the area north?
I thought it was all this from here down to
31.
Atlantic, all the way down to 31 and all that. I thought it was, wasn't it? Wasn't that Long Prairie?
I know
Prairie
Meadow.
Because 6-bit shields.
Okay,
can't ignore this because...
Are people going to remember the whole...
Third Descendants came out of the Long Prairie, which I think is south of here.
I love Long Prairie.
Mm-hmm. Long Prairie Meadow. Long Prairie Meadow seems like kind of long.
That's what I was afraid of.
That's why Prairie Meadow.
Those ones are kind of real short and catchy.
Long Prairie or Prairie Meadow?
Prairie.
I like Prairie Meadows.
Better, wouldn't it?
Well, I think so.
Just drop Meadows off.
Long Prairie neighborhood.
That Parkside's cute that little
Prairie
child.
Prairie Meadow
play.
Neighborhood.
Long
Prairie Meadow.
Prairie.
Long Prairie neighborhood. Prairie Meadows neighborhood.
Who came up with the Long Prairie again?
But Dan Barker had it on his list.
Is that what we decided?
What about the Prairie Village?
Did he have
Dan
that?
Dan Barlow.
That really sounds old.
What do you call it? Prairie Village? Oh, Prairie Village.
Yeah,
Prairie
he has Village. That one there.
Well, it kind of separates himself from the other two neighborhoods, and we all still find.
Prairie Meadow or Long Prairie.
Which one?
I still like Prairie Meadow better.
I like Prairie Meadow too.
I like Prairie Meadow without the S.
Yeah, no S.
We'll still get the credit they want.
Prairie Meadow neighborhood.
Yeah.
The Prairie Meadow neighborhood.
Prairie Meadow. And when they do the town center, it can be Prairie Meadow Town Center.
Mm-hmm. Prairie Meadow Town Center.
Sounds good. Yeah. I mean, you can use Prairie Meadow to highlight some things. Go, Dan.
Yeah. We'll have to change
the name. We have some winners.
Yes.
But eventually, when they get the invoice,
I'm so glad to be by this picture.
That's for the Burgess. That's for the
Bravissimo.
That's me.
Look at that.
All those in favor signify by the sign of aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, leave the room, please. No, I'm just kidding. That is cool.
Right.
We made history.
Very nice. Now we have to get the awards together.
Yes. That's probably going to take more discussion than anything else.
No, we'll take
it. What proclamation?
You guys going to take care of it?
Uh-huh.
A little proclamation deal, a little...
What did it say?
A little framed resolution.
A little framed resolution.
We hereby proclaim...
That sounds cool.
And then a resolution,
frame. I'm getting so excited.
Cool.
Hope he didn't
have How old is he? Will he be alive?
He's, well, we got to hurry up.
That's what I'm saying.
Typical government process.
Yeah. We got to hurry up. That is so cool. Moving on to 8, update for recruitment for planning commissioner and transportation advisory committee. I suggest separating the two. Let's start first with planning commissioner. We have 2 applications.
I only got one.
And we have 3, looks like, for transportation. But let's
I only got one for transportation.
Let's do one.
I got three for transportation.
I got a family that's on this.
Yes, they, you did.
We have these 2 things.
We got Dennis Davis.
And who's this?
And Linda.
Dennis Davis.
That's Dennis Davis?
Civil construction engineer. This was for transportation.
Who needs a Linda Johnson?
I have her.
I need both of them.
I have Julie Richard for
Dennis Davis will overlap both planning and transportation.
Gotcha.
And do you have a Dennis Davis one?
I do not.
Okay.
Here,
one for Dennis Davis.
We have a Dennis Davis here.
No, that's transportation. Okay.
So where's number 2 for the planning commission?
That's Dennis Davis and Linda Johnson.
Where's Linda Johnson?
I have her.
Here's Linda then. I'll take Dennis.
Here we go.
Okay, I'd like to open up discussion on this. I've read these both very, very thoroughly. As this position is very, very important. And I want to input one thing before we move on, and that's that both of these applications were very, very good and equal in my mind. I want us to keep in mind, though, that one is dated, put his in on the 15th, and one put in on the 18th. So one did go in before the other one.
Oh,
I'm kind of one of these times of the essence guys. And when it comes to a tiebreaker, the first one usually gets the one.
Are you going to do interviews by chance for these, or are you just making
I would like to, so that, I mean, when we were interviewed, we were able to ask us questions.
Well, they were both notified about the meeting today. Linda's was, it was pretty short notice for Linda Johnston, because she just came in the other day to fill an application. Okay. I didn't call the other gentleman. Had you talked to Dennis recently, let him know this was about the meeting tonight?
I left it to where they, you know, if they were here, that it would be a plus. I didn't call Dennis Davis because I didn't have Linda Johnson's number, and I didn't want to call one and not the other.
I do have one question on that.
You need to determine a process for selection. That should be your first task, and then discuss the attributes of each one. Your process can be do it here right now, do interviews, or something else, but select some sort of process and then go forward.
Okay, let's have some discussion on, do we have...
I have a question.
Okay, go ahead.
In regards to the Planning Commission.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have certain criteria that state that a certain number of people can only serve in, like, selling...
Two okay. Principal industries.
That's what I wanted to be sure. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that would make you and her correct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, and that doesn't look good in the public's eyes, especially with, I'll just throw it out there, everybody thinks it anyway, you can't have too many realtors on a board, because there's a perception of conflict of interest, especially when you talk about planning, mm-hmm. because of realtors being supposedly in the know mm-hmm. with land use, all these types of things. The realtors, I'll just say it, there's a lot of people that wouldn't want a single realtor to be on a planning commission because they are so afraid mm-hmm. that one realtor is just going to clean up.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give everyone here a balance on my bank accounts to let you rest assured that I don't have the means to clean up if you know what I mean. So even though I may see a good deal out there on a daily basis, I have to just cry and let it go down the road because I don't have the money.
Yeah.
And that's most realtors in this town. So yeah.
Can I ask just a question on the side? Like in California, they've got so many strong laws against, you know, with developers and influence and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Do they even allow realtors, do you think, on planning commissions
sure.
in California?
Sure. There's
probably
a spirit over there that's helpful. Realtors understand the databases that are used to regulate land, so it's helpful.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good,
and there are a lot of pluses.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen things go badly mm-hmm. in Bend where one planning commissioner didn't want a certain code approved because it would allow the college to undercut the market.
Right.
Well, if you're going to give anybody a break, give it to education, for heaven's sake. So sometimes those things come up, but the balance of your planning commission keeps it in check.
An optimum planning commission would be a very number of people that represents the public community.
Okay.
And so.
I do have one other comment. Looking at both, since Dennis Davis liked both,
mm-hmm.
and we were specifically looking for someone with experience in the transportation to serve as
from the planning commission to the...
And the question is, are you willing to give up your spot on the transportation committee?
I'll cry all the way home. Are you kidding me?
Okay.
That would be the best scenario that my evening could have right now.
Well, that's why I would lean towards the one that has the transportation experience.
The thing about me and transportation is I've got a lot of opinions about transportation. However, when I did study both of these, this Dennis Davis, he worked for Peter Kiewit for 30 years, which is a huge international construction company. The person, civil construction engineer, he started talking about the makeup of gravel and everything on gravel roads, and he lost me, as most engineers do. So, this man is overqualified for the position. However, I like the attitude of Linda Johnson, and I was thinking to myself, well, we've got one position to fill tonight, and if you're still leaving in December, that leaves pretty short notice to get someone else.
But she did say that she may stay on.
Oh, she did?
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
Pending.
Yes. Oh,
so that means she has.
Or did you just get fired up and then...
No, she's excited about this position. You're going to...
Well, I just feel that there's a lot to get done.
Yeah.
That
that's
I'm
good.
Just so you don't get frustrated and burned out.
Well, I know, but I don't want to leave and then have...
A vacancy for a long time.
Mm-hmm. So it may be, I don't know if it's possible, that I ask for an extension without taking on the full term, or possibly take over Renee's term instead of asking for
it. When did Renee's term was...
Well, she was going to be going to...
But if we're filling this, then that would be fulfilling.
Yeah. Right. This, so the position we'd be filling would be the position that Renee Clark left open, which what was her term?
Zero.
It's the same as yours.
So
it's December of 2012 was Renee Clark's...
That's about 2.5 years.
Okay, that would be the position that we need to fill right away, but...
May I ask a question?
Certainly.
How come you only have 4 people for the Planning Commission? Why should there be 5?
There's 5.
Renee.
Okay.
That's what we're
Gloria Fleming is the vice chair, which is just gone tonight. She's on vacation.
Okay, she's not here. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's right. And then we have 1 position open right now.
I get
now.
You.
And maybe she will reapply. And maybe that will be new.
Who would reapply?
Linda.
Linda
if
Johnson.
We, at the time.
Well, you can
always offer candidates to be on the list.
I can give you some information on Linda because I'm the one that asked her to apply because I knew that we were looking for more people.
Mm-hmm.
And Linda's been very active in the chamber, and she's been very active for 8 years, and she said, well, this would be a good time for me to kind of back out of the chamber and get on something else while I'm interested. So, I mean, I'm not trying to tell you what to do or anything like that, but that's why she made the application.
Mm-hmm. Well, she is on the TRT committee right now, right? That's what
I read that
down
on her bio.
So she's on the committee now.
Transfer.
You know, I'm excited to have, I mean, we had 0 applicants and all of a sudden we have 2.
Mm-hmm.
I think Dennis Davis is very qualified. His application was very, very professional. A lot more professional than I would have put in. I mean, it's a good thing that I'm in here now because I probably wouldn't be able to get in here in the future. The way that, you know, we're getting all these qualified people now. But really, I mean, his application is awesome.
This was his.
Oh, it was more than.
You know, I did. I had an informal when I talked to him. It was an informal, interview. I'll just tell you that we talked about. I just asked him same thing basically. The question on it, you know, large amount. He's retired. Has a lot of time. He got bored. I worked for Peter Kiewit, a large construction outfit that did highway systems and all kinds of stuff. But right now, he's been retired for a few years now, and
opportunity.
Yeah, well, this opportunity is something that'll. You know, he's what I'm trying to think of. The word is bored, I guess. You know, he's starting to get bored and wants to help out. Has been in Lapine now for a couple of years. You know what I mean? He's just now starting to get really interested in Lapine. I think he's been here 2 or 3 years. He built a home on Andrews. Sold that. He lives over on
Murray.
Yeah, on the end of Murray there. Said on the very end of Murray, it's inside the city limits. That's one of the qualifications, as does Linda Johnson, lives in Preble, I think it was.
Yes, right across the street.
And both of these candidates are awesome. They both have good attitudes. Yeah, I would like to see Dennis Davis get on transportation because of his experience with
well, that's why I would
with roads and stuff.
Well, he already is on a transportation.
Well, see, but what I'm thinking is he could fill
that position.
And
as
other,
the planning,
and we have
right.
two other applicants.
We actually have
for the transportation
two other applicants for the transportation. So all of a sudden
we
all
could have
nice
one mm-hmm. isn't. It says no.
Is one are both within the city limits?
But she's I thought she was transportation. She's not in the city, but I didn't know if
it's
she was
again?
It says do you live in the
city? So Julie is not in the city?
Julie Richard. But I didn't know if she was applying in regards to the chamber.
Well
is she a chamber?
I don't know.
Keep in mind the transportation committee people have to, there has to be one from each of the three neighborhoods.
But she, mm-hmm.
Okay,
wait,
or chamber member. But you still need, you need the voting, the voting five members mm-hmm. are planning commissioner member, chamber member, mm-hmm. and one of each of the three neighborhoods. So those are the positions we need to fill first.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else outside of that would be icing on the cake, but we do have
so the question is,
so if Dennis Davis would have to be from the planning commission, that would still leave all three neighborhoods and the
well, she's
the
chamber.
The chamber.
Has
Dan
ever got back to you on the chamber?
As far as anybody
well,
from
see,
the chamber.
Well, see, that's what I didn't know.
Numbers?
She was.
I don't know where that application
is. Linda Johnson, it would be excellent for transportation as a chamber member or a resident.
Mm-hmm.
She's
mm-hmm.
both of those.
But the question
maybe somebody
is,
could tell
us
why
this on transportation.
Well, she said in her mission transportation, where's Linda?
Sure.
This
mm-hmm.
one?
Go ahead, take it.
First, right here in Linda's, it's she talks about transportation. Mm-hmm. Infrastructure, transportation, roads, access, business zones, comments. She was also very active in Women in Commercial Real Estate Group of Portland, Oregon. She said all the essential components of that city of Portland put in place to make it such a livable and viable city. She studied infrastructure, transportation, you know, and she's
well,
a realtor. She'd be qualified for. She'd be qualified. I mean, if we, you know, if we want to make recommendations, I'm sure she'd be qualified. It's if she wanted to be on it.
So you need one for the planning commission.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, you have one now with me, but again, I would easily give up that.
He doesn't want to serve as transportation.
Well,
it
takes away, you know, I'm putting quite a bit of work in his planning, and want to put any more time in it. So,
one of your applicants applied for both committees,
yeah,
and
Davis.
So that person, thinking of, I'm just trying to understand your time commitment, may be willing to take on both of those roles, the planning commission role,
that's what
and
I'm
then,
saying.
Whereas if you talk about, you were talking about Linda Johnston and her possibly being the planning commission representative, she did not, she only applied for one, so
mm-hmm.
time-wise, she may not be willing,
right.
You may be thinking that, but she may not be willing
right.
to do that.
Right. Because she's on the TRT.
Well, she also stated that there was a certain amount of time. I can devote 4 to 6 hours per month.
It
or more
if
needed for education, mm-hmm. etc.
46 hours?
4 to 6.
That's one time.
That's not like me.
What
4 to 6?
If she was doing transportation, she would basically
put it again, you know, we would have to
myself.
But
to
you can
sure. If you get them to say yes, then they go along with the other extra hours.
Right.
I know from experience.
Well, it's just a magical thing.
Once you have them, they're there.
Well, Linda goes to.
I'm trying. Yeah, I know.
So who's the best fit for the planning commission?
I think at this time, Dennis Dager is it. I really do. He's very qualified. You know,
I concur. I would choose. At this point, I would choose Dennis.
I like what he said in his application. Like you said, he's really
without
qualified.
Having, you know,
he's got his information from his work experience.
You know, I like the fact that we're...
Do you have enough folks in three neighborhoods then for the transportation?
Well, see, the thing is, we could ask Linda if she would be willing to serve on the transportation committee.
You know, I agree, you know, it'd be really nice to have interviews and all this, but, you know, in the interest of time, we really...
Well, we could make a recommendation, and then doesn't the city...
I mean, we got somebody to actually fill out an application.
That's impressive. I believe you bend their arm, but...
You know,
I believe you make a recommendation.
I don't want to scare them off with
an
interview.
Yeah, make a recommendation.
They might not show up again.
You know, we may ask them to come in and interview
them. They actually signed their name and a piece of paper.
Yeah, they can do what they want.
Come on. Let's get in here before they change them.
And usually we give a call to the folks that are going to be on SMA applications to the council. Ask them to show up in case people have questions at the council meeting.
So. We also have two other applicants for the transportation committee.
What I'm looking at is where they reside, because in the transportation...
Well, Glenwood is up there in one.
One is yes and one is no.
Okay, so Glenwood...
It's up north.
Is Glenwood two, though, south of Burgess?
Renee is definitely in a resident because she was...
Where's
her
house, Burgess?
Yeah, it is.
That line is actually way south of Burgess.
It is down from Burgess. So I know she lives in one.
Mm-hmm.
She's more across like...
This is Burgess, here's
the
breakpoint.
Okay. And she's in that
little
neighborhood.
Oh, that line represents that south subdivision that is border, it's Elena and Glenwood.
Uh-huh, and Glenwood is there.
Glenwood's up in there.
Yeah,
next
and that
to
yellow
river.
Stuff.
Number one.
So she's in number one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that would be perfect.
Yep, that's one neighborhood.
I had neighborhood two on her because I thought...
Linda, if she would be willing to serve
in
neighborhood
one.
Three.
Preble, yeah,
Linda.
That would be number three.
Oh.
So Linda lives on Preble, which is number three.
Prairie Meadow.
Prairie Meadow.
Have you made a decision for planning commission?
No, but I would
need to vote on it, because what will be is a recommendation to the city council, because I think in our resolution... I bet I have a copy on the stack somewhere. We need to dig that out.
You recommend with a slight narrative, and in this case, from what you've been saying, it sounds like you feel the skill set's a better match. I'm putting words in your mouth.
So
and it needs to go in writing.
Right, correct.
Because everything from the Planning Commission, they want in writing. So I hate to tell you to staff, but we need a letter, Patty.
Okay.
And you can make these things... as brief as possible, but just a real nice letter from the Planning Commission making a recommendation
that both are qualified applicants, that we would recommend
after discussion and review of applications, we make these recommendations that Dennis Davis be on the Planning Commission. And then we'll do the same letter, and it'll look the same, and it'll say Transportation Advisory Committee.
Are you going to sign the letter, John?
Pardon me?
Don't slip the letter in the black box for you to sign when it's done?
Yeah.
Okay.
With the intent that he also would be the representative from the Planning Commission on the trip.
Make sure you say that he would replace John Thomas as the...
And they'll approve it right away that way.
That's right. They're going to get me.
Where does
rid of me anyway.
Julia. Where does Julie Richard
live?
Julie Richard. Where does
she
live?
It says that she doesn't live in the
She lives in a P.O. box.
Huh?
It says she specifically says...
Okay,
she
was out within city limits. No. Right.
And so the question is...
And she has a post office box, right?
Was she told by the chamber that she might represent them. I don't know.
Well,
the application just turned up. I have no idea. It must have come in when Luana.
Hey, how did you hear about this position, the Frontier Advertiser?
Oh, okay.
Oh, excuse me. Well, I hate to turn down anybody. I'm looking for a way to, if this Julie Richard would be a chamber member, that would be one way.
Does it say what her position says?
Deschutes County Addictions and Mental Health is where she works.
She's probably not. Well, is Deschutes County a chamber member?
She volunteers.
No, I wouldn't.
I wouldn't think so.
Deschutes County Addictions and Mental Health. Services and treatment.
Medicaid eligible. It's probably right over
she
here.
She works in Courtney.
On Bluewood?
No, actually, this is the Deschutes County building. Oh, so she works in the offices, so she just brought it in.
Oh.
And carried it in.
Oh.
Is it?
No. Hmm. And I don't know if this. These folks go in the chamber or not?
Well, that's the question. If the Deschutes County does.
See, here's one thing she is interested in. Her organization in 6 years, from 2003 to 2009, Cascades East Ride Center, Medical Ride Brokerage. Mm. She served as co-chair, vice chair, chair, mm-hmm. and committee member of this Cascade East Ride Center. So there's your tie-in with transportation.
Well, it's a segment of Cascade East Transit administered by Central COIC.
Really?
We just don't know where she lives. She has a PO box.
Well, she says she doesn't reside within the city.
Question is, could she be
And does she know where she resides?
A lot of people don't know where the city is.
Well, she works
should be in the pool.
She definitely thinks she doesn't, but...
She lives in the P.O. box. That's easy. That's LaPone.
Mm-hmm.
But she might be able to serve as a non-voting member.
Mm-hmm.
The ex officio is one is from the ODOT and one's from the council, which Donnie Benier actually is. Ex officio member of the transportation committee. We just really need to get a quorum established as soon as possible prior to next month.
Mm.
That's what we really need to do.
A nice way to let people know that we like you but we don't have a spot for you is to let them know that you're going to keep them in a candidate pool.
Mm-hmm.
These positions come open and we will keep you in the candidate pool.
Oh, absolutely.
Pool.
Letters have to go out to all
yeah.
the people.
And that way nobody's going to feel bad.
Yeah.
And they'll want to still.
Sure.
So thank you.
Yeah, it's not just, it just doesn't go into a black hole.
Yeah.
So we could potentially vote on one person, yes. Renee Schifano, that resides in neighborhood one on the Transportation Advisory Committee.
Mm-hmm.
I would entertain a motion this time.
Did you motion in on the Planning Commission?
I thought we did.
I don't think so.
Maybe we should.
Okay, so we instruct her to make the letter up, and we move to recommend Dennis David. Anyone want a second?
On the Planning Commission, I seconded.
For the reasons that we
motion made and seconded on the question.
Aye.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Quorum is voted.
Okay.
The ayes have it. So ordered. Okay.
So.
We don't need a motion to send out letters to everybody. That's just a staff thing. But going back to transportation advisory committee, we have. We kind of overlap those, but we have gone past the Planning Commission for now. We're on the Transportation Advisory Committee. At this point, I'd entertain a motion to send a letter of recommendation to this Renee Schifano, also for neighborhood. The position of Neighborhood 1 Transportation Advisory Committee.
Now, are we in charge of that and we appoint them, or does it have to go to the city council? I thought there was a difference.
What do you think, Don? You think they want to know who's on the transportation advisory committee?
I think the recommendation is to give the council, they don't want us appointing anyone. And I think that as far as the other, it's going to be a rubber stamp.
Okay, let's do the same thing. You know, we only really need, once we get these committees started, I think the council will be comfortable with allowing the business to be taken care of that, in that way. But I think while they have the time and all that and the interest, let's go ahead and give that to them. And,
okay, so you got one done.
We got one done, and was a motion made to recommend Renee Chabal from neighborhood one? Linda?
Yes.
I'll second it.
Okay,
motion made and seconded on the question. I have a brief comment about this, and in the future, I think once we've established all of our committees and everything, we'll probably want to get a little more careful with such things as background checks and things like that when we...
Like, what do you mean by a background check?
Like criminal. Not credit, but criminal. Criminal background check.
For planning commissioners?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm leaving right now.
Because of the recent...
that Eversley?
Yeah.
That OLCC?
I think what you're going to find
is... Well, he was a lunatic.
He's a good one, though. He was...
I would suggest you run that by the city attorney, stuff like that. Asking committee members to sign off on a criminal background check could be, I don't know.
You're just on the
side. I have nothing to hide.
You're going to have to advertise that Maybe when we get about 50,000 residents.
Actually, we need to get an application that you have to have.
Yeah. Well, now what's going to happen to Linda Johnston since she only applied for the planning commission? But we want her on the CRC.
I know. How can we address that?
You ask her.
You just ask her and say.
And if not, she'll be within the candidate pool for the next opening on the planning commission.
Well, Don can talk to her. He knows her. So. Okay. I mean, I've met her. Don.
Linda indicated she knew you.
Yeah, she knows.
And can we just have her sign the application and say, please see my application for
we're part of the brotherhood,
previously
her sister
submitted? So she doesn't have to fill everything out.
She's
personhood.
Okay. Well,
she was just at Audrey's house.
Oh.
Yeah.
And the applications are very standard, so if she's filled out one, we can just make a note on the file copy that she's applied for.
So who is, you're going to approach her, Don?
We're going to send out a letter anyway thanking her, so shouldn't it be in the letter?
But isn't the city council?
I mean, Dawn's going to blab. There's an opportunity to meet her to her anyway. But what I mean is, shouldn't we send her a letter? Shouldn't we send her a nice letter?
I mean,
yes,
saying that.
And tell her because the opening was filled on the planning commission, we have assigned her to the.
There you go. Absolutely.
But she, she really needs to know that there wasn't anything that jumped out. I would like her to know that it was a timing matter. With me, I don't care if you mention her name or not, but
I think
to
you
me
need
it's
to
really
be
bird.
More generic. It's just
the
planning commission made a decision. But can we also state that we would like to keep her application?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, of course.
We're
going to put that on all the thank yous.
Oh, yeah, you bet, because as far as we're getting the applications, we've got to leave that open.
You want me to keep it positive.
We got to give them a prize.
So, what did you decide to do with this other this Julie person?
She's going to be a non-voting, possibly.
As far as transportation, until we know, we don't want to stop her from coming to meetings, but we don't know if she'd qualify as a chamber member.
Well, let's find out.
Let's find out. If she's a chamber member.
Well, it sounds like she works for the county.
Yeah. She's probably not.
Well, she has her own little business or something on the side.
She does? So she
might. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just said she does.
Well, 2008, she works for the Deschutes County.
Yeah.
Deschutes County Addictions and Mental Health. And that's where she's working right now.
Patty thinks she has an office here in this building.
But her phone number is 322.
Yeah, they go through Bend.
Her address is 45 Bend as far as the work number.
Okay.
So, who's contacting her?
I wish I had my cell phone right now. I'd call her and find out she's a chamber member.
Otherwise, do you want me to grab the phone from the office?
If she is not, under our current resolution, she would have to be an ex officio member right now. And I'm not for certain we should try to limit ex officio members if, right now we can't hardly get a quorum. So.
I think you're right. I think in the interest of encouraging people to participate, if there's a slot she can fill as an ex officio member.
Have her to start coming to meetings.
Fine.
Okay, so what do I we going to put in the letter?
Just notify her that we are trying to find out her qualifications as a voting member, but in the meantime, we would encourage her to attend the first June, whatever it is, 16th meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And just become involved or something. I mean, just be real generic with it. Just get her in here, start meeting, and then we'll find out later. I'm not going to call her because I don't think she probably is. Deschutes County, I don't think, is a... And if she's an employee, then...
Okay, so we filled everyone?
Let's leave it at that. Let's leave it at giving her the letter to encourage her to be here at the meeting. Something to the effect that we're not to be deceptive. Be careful of wording and not to be deceptive that we have accepted her as a member, but that...
there's some criteria that we need to...
Just to have her come and
establish the criteria.
This is a quick question. Do you have enough people to hold this meeting on June 16th?
Oh, yeah, we do now.
Now, who else? Okay, so who's... Dennis.
We have...
Renee.
Those are actually two...
And if Linda accepts.
Voting members...
From the correct neighborhoods.
From the correct neighborhoods,
Who are you missing? You're missing any neighborhood reps?
Yes.
If we need a quorum, I'll probably stay there anyway to establish from the Planning Commission. In the meantime, Dennis Davis will be from Neighborhood 1. Because what we'll do, I think, at the first meeting is we're going to establish... our protocol anyway, and there won't be any need for a quorum. The first meeting, probably by July, we'll be ready to actually establish officers and to establish a quorum. But I think the June meeting, I'll be there from the Planning Commission. Dennis Davis could be there for Neighborhood 1. Okay. Neighborhood 2 could be...
Because Renee is in Neighborhood 1.
Okay.
So... We need to see if Linda is willing to serve, and then we'd have a representative from...
Okay, well, actually, we really don't need a quorum. I could be a chamber member as far as that goes, and Dennis Davis could be from the Planning Commission. Anyway.
I could represent chamber member.
You're a chamber member. Okay. So, we won't need a quorum, I can tell you that, for June meeting, because we're going to be too early in our quorum up. But we wouldn't even have one at that scenario right there. So it'd be Don Grenier, Dennis Davis, myself, Renee Schifano, possibly Julie Richard, and possibly Linda Johnson.
I really encourage Linda Johnson to be a part of that because of the fact that it's so closely tied in with the planning. And
well, she works in tourism.
I'm an old military member. In 2 years we were rotated. So for 2 years we were looking for our replacement. But the minute we got into a position, we began to look for our replacement. Because then in 2 years we were replaced. So see, it's on a four-year increment.
Sounds like the federal government.
Mm-hmm. So he immediately, I'm looking for my replacement right now. You don't think I'm serious.
All the time I worked, when I took a job, I had to immediately start training somebody to fill in if I wasn't there or
right.
Something happened to me so they could take that over.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just good business.
Okay, so where are we?
Well, what we're doing now is we're going to go to 9, and let's go through this real briefly with this Matt Truax, because I didn't have the wherewithal to tell him to go to the county, and he may not have known, or has he filed with the county?
Well, the county approved his, and then the county said that they...
I'm talking about Matt Truax here. Did staff have any feedback on that? Do we have anything from the county?
There was nothing in the record that other permit sign-off did not match this information in terms of location or applicant or anything, so
okay.
It's different. So I'll jump in here. Should have gone to the county because this essentially is what they're doing is they're saying it's a land use compatibility statement and the county is administering the land use process for Lapine. And it's really item C on here that they're asking how the state wants to know that this use is legal to go where they're proposing and how they're proposing to operate it before they give their okay on it. They do it for a lot of things. They do it for car sales, they do it for liquor sales, they do it for a lot of things. And so it's asking under C for the local jurisdiction to check one of those boxes and then give some specifics as to, cite the code section, cite how it's legal. Did you give them a permit? Did they obtain land use approval? Or is it pre-existing non-conforming? It's been there. So technically your research is two things. One, is it allowed in the zone? Two, has it been permitted? Or maybe there's the third is it a pre-existing non-conforming? And through the county, they do a quick search on this property in their computer system, and they find out permitting, they find out how old, how long it's been there, maybe it's pre-existing, and they look at their code and find out is it allowed there in the first place. In this case, it's a gas station that's been there.
Mm-hmm.
The county, it would take them literally 5 minutes, and they would charge that fee of whatever was on the one that you looked at before, $55 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
They would sign this, they would take a copy of it, and off they go.
Mm-hmm.
That's the entirety of the process.
So we don't have the... Are we going to collect a fee?
No.
In this case...
I think James is right. The smartest thing to do is direct them to the county to complete a process that's already been established,
mm-hmm.
and then as we get more jurisdiction, we can do it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's better. I think there's a question right now, since you're an established city and an established planning commission, whether you have the same authority. I think there's an argument to be made, yeah, you do, but keep it with the county. They have all the records.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because the county is going to want to take, see what will happen is, for the time being, is the county is going to want a copy of this to stick in their file.
Yes.
So the DEQ, by signing this, you could do it, by signing it, you might be doing him and the property owner a disservice.
Right. You could delay something.
Right.
Why would he know?
Because it came to him in the mail, probably, and he saw a city jurisdiction.
And he went to the city.
And he went to the city.
Same way they do in probably every other city that they're in.
If he's been dealing with Deschutes County for...
Well, this 76 was just
years.
Bought by Brian.
Oh, the
That
shop,
one,
the
but
shop.
Not the Truax.
Oh,
yeah.
Not the Truax. Okay,
this is Union 76 Truax.
Who knows? There's two 76s. There's no line. He can go stand there and get it done.
Okay. Literally, if he goes to the... If he goes to the county, I know he's got the short time frame, but between the 24th is what next
Monday.
Monday, yeah. Today's the 19th.
Yeah, I've got a local DEQ office in Bend, too.
Yeah.
Let's get it done in the county. Okay.
I mean, that's, he's, so they should be able to do
even
it.
Even though he's in Corvallis.
Who's responding? Who responds to this city? Are we directing
he's in Corvallis.
So
he's going to have somebody over here.
Call him. Oh. Yeah.
Okay. Let me see that cell phone. I feel bad about, you know, I've already delayed the process by because he called me and I didn't realize that
he was going to be,
you know, what it was.
But we want the most efficient process for him, and this is what we've determined.
I think you know, if the staff says that they can, that he can get it, he can get it by Monday, then I feel comfortable with sending to the county.
The phone can't be returned in there prior to March 20. He stacks a copy.
They don't even open their mail for a week.
I mean, why does he have to have it? 24th. I don't know if any
deadline.
The DEQ may have told him, or maybe it's his own deadline. I don't know. But
it's part of the DEQ.
Yeah, but DEQ gave him the. Or maybe wait till last minute. Who knows?
They all do. This was sent 5/12.
I'll call him later.
DEQ.
So you're gonna take that.
I'm gonna call. Okay. I'm just gonna call him directly in the short time frame. I'm gonna call him.
Sure. Okay.
So we don't have to do any paperwork with this one.
No. It's better to keep it with the county where the records are.
Yeah, I'm going to call him real quick and try to get him going there that way real quick.
The irony is they're going to have a file for this property that's going to have these sign-offs on it.
All the previous ones.
Typically, the reason why they do it is there's some change in ownership. There's a change in...
And he may be a new owner, which that's...
The license changes, they do it. Exactly. I mean, and that's why...
He could be a brand new owner, and he hasn't gone through this process before. Welcome to the...
Well, Truex has gone through it elsewhere.
That's, you know, for some reason, maybe he didn't think he'd get it done with Deschutes County in that time frame.
I'm going to give you this. Thank you as a reminder.
No, I'll call
a reminder of the email I sent, so that when we discuss this next time.
Oh, thank you. Yes, thank you.
I just thought, well, because I had to bring it up to remind myself.
I appreciate that.
Good, we got that handled.
Cool.
Easy.
And you—it's not the copy you sent your responses to.
Agenda item.
That was just my original.
Great. Thank you.
10 is Planning Commission reports and staff update. So, staff, you go first.
I want to apologize for being late.
That's your report.
That is my
report. No, I'm sorry. You're here now.
You are. Thank you.
That's what matters. You're here now. We would have been kind of up a creek, though, if we didn't have a farm.
Yeah.
We had a lot of little motions going on there. Good thing you're here in town.
I only got one ticket, so it's okay.
Yeah. Otherwise, we had to make Don an official member. Real quick, like.
He's on every board there is.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. Versatile. Yes.
I don't have any update. You guys know everything we're working on, and we know what you're working on, so.
I have a question. When are we going to get, when are we going to start taking Deschutes County zoning ordinances and tweak them to a fine?
The grant deadline is a year and a half.
I was thinking it was like next April.
We will prioritize the different segments. I'm getting hints from the community and from what Planning Commission has said that maybe the visual things might be important to talk about first. So that's signage and lighting, subdivision, and then get into the meat, which is the zoning ordinance.
Kind of matrix that with Deschutes County, because we have a full set of zoning ordinances right now.
But they're not customized for LaPlante.
Right.
The grant requires us to do step one research, look at what the cutting edge cities are doing across the nation and world, and take a look at what might work for LaPlante. Some of the British Columbia and Canadian models work very well for lupine. They're creative, they're flexible. Some of the things in the Midwest are a little more complicated. The Oregon models that you're all familiar with have some interesting issues amongst themselves. We don't want to recreate the wheel, but we want to respond to what citizens told us during the crop plan process.
Exactly. And you know what I see is taking the existing lupine, and you look at little neighborhoods that are already kind of higher density, and allow that neighborhood to further split up and become even higher densities. So what you end up with is a city that has neighborhoods that, you know, have the higher densities, but not a blanket approach to all lands within the UGB.
Right.
But however, take existing uses and just kind of let those evolve and allow.
Do you remember our complete neighborhood theory in the comprehensive plan?
Right.
So we looked in each neighborhood, 1, 2, and 3, which will now be, you know, Frisky Acres and whatever else. So we're going to look at what's missing in those neighborhoods and adjust accordingly. There, you may see a zoning ordinance that's set up to recognize special attributes in 1, 2, and 3 and encourage things in 1 that may not be encouraged in 2.
See, for instance, when you look at that map, what we have here is we have opportunities to change things, and we have kind of obligations, if you will, to leave things alone. In neighborhood 2, we have an opportunity to basically give the public what they want and to establish larger lot sizes in 2 where there's the most available lands. 1 becoming the kind of the higher density area with the near the little city center, and also with 1. But you see areas that are already higher density. Now, you wouldn't be stepping on many toes if someone's already living in a high density area to allow that to even become more higher density. But you take someone
who techniques to do that.
Right. You take someone who lives in an open area, and now say, well, the same as the rest of lupine, your lands all around you are going to become, you know, high density with multifamily dwellings and everything like that.
No, so, we'll be lynched.
so we have opportunities, kind of, and obligations. And that's kind of the way I see it. Yeah. Is
you know, I said I didn't have anything to report, but I do.
I know you would.
I'm sorry to laugh, and I got to get out of here too. This BLM transfer that's going to go either to the sewer district or the city or however they're going to
county first.
Probably county, who cares? But it's one of those things that is a real critical issue. It's not needed for sewer now. In the comp plan, we talked about alternate energy, ways to transition and use land until it's needed for its full purpose. This is a big chunk. And it's not going to be residential. It's not going to be industrial. But it does have a purpose that fits with the comprehensive plan in terms of solar generation. And I just, again, I'll be very upfront. One of my clients in Prineville is looking at an 80-acre parcel.
Within the city limits?
No, it's just outside. It's in the county. Right. But 80 acres would be a very small part of this. He's very interested in doing something here in Lapine. He would generate enough electricity to handle the load of all the homes in Lapine.
Wow.
His concept creates energy for 850 homes.
Right.
That's a little more than Lapine right now. That would make you an energy neutral city.
Wow.
And he could lease land. If we can get control of this, he would lease this land and provide money to the city or to the sewer district or however you guys figure it out. But when we developed the comp plan, we specifically thought about energy production because of these large parcels.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
And then,
so that's coming up. I forgot to tell you that.
And then that dark green area right there to the north of it, perfect area for this type of RV area. That's the outdoors at your front door, Lapine look to, right near the highway, however, real woodsy. I mean, wherever can you go on a state highway and then be access on the state highway and yet be this woodsy environment to house all these travelers, these RV people.
Well, that would bring money into the area too.
Oh, yeah.
The stores and the gas and everything.
That could be BLM. I think that part is BLM.
Is it? Okay. Mm-hmm. I thought it was OSM.
That whole light green and the dark green, I think it's BLM.
Okay.
All the way on the west side of the railroad tracks.
But I want you to get warmed up for this idea because those are 50-year uses, beautiful leases, and income for the city.
Wow.
At 25 years, CEC will have an opportunity to buy this, and energy's not going to get any cheaper.
Yeah.
So this is something that would put Lapine on the map for being an energy-neutral community and supporting themselves.
Wow. Do you know what it would be as far as bringing jobs into the area?
The upfront construction is huge. Afterwards, it's a security and maintenance person. That's about it. But the benefit is it's solar energy for
it. Where is it? Wind?
Solar. They're about 80
But they generate lots of...
Solar and wind, you'll see, are going to be huge in the future of Central Oregon. Why they have, well, I know why they don't have more wind turbines, and they're running into a lot of environmental issues.
But you better be windy to make that work, and we aren't that windy.
Well it is east of here, though.
It's not cost effective. You don't have to replace these until 25 years. With wind, you've got to, it's a very heavy duty 8-year cycle. It's not cost effective.
Yeah, the 10 in 20 years, the turbines have to come down.
Solar's unobtrusive. Solar panels are 5 feet off the ground. They stand this high off the ground, and they're just long rows of solar panels, and that's it.
Yeah, the 300 days of sunshine here, there's no reason why we shouldn't have
the
more
dust. Solar. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you guys should make some money from this.
Yes, we should.
I mean, it's a beautiful franchise for the city.
Oh, wow.
Good money for you. Okay, that's it.
Yeah. One of the other cities I know that has large enough pieces of land to make that happen.
Okay, now on to
Virginia has something.
Reports.
Okay.
So did we skip?
I haven't gone to my first utilities committee meeting tomorrow, so I'll let you know now.
I don't have one, do I?
I don't think so. But I did. I was.
How's life at the?
But not as a planning commissioner, but I was at the volunteer fair.
Cool.
And I got some information on an organization that's called Volunteer Connect Now, and they're fairly new, and it's something we might think about if, for example, the city wants to sponsor, like, a cleanup day or something like that. It's a way to connect with people who want to volunteer in our area. So I do have that information. The next volunteer... fair is going. I believe it's going to be combined with the business fair, so I think we would have a better turnout.
Cool.
I would like to see the city have a booth and make it aware that we do have volunteer opportunities, and I would be willing to work a shift. But
I'm when sure is other this, would. Virginia?
I think that the next one is coming up. When did they say? Dan would know. Dan Barco.
Like a month? 2 months?
Last time, I think it was a couple months in between, so it's probably going to be... I think maybe that one is going to be a while.
Okay. It might be a great thing for the city manager to kind of work with, too.
Okay.
I think that would be a good item. It helps get some face.
You think it's going to be
in July?
Really?
What do you think it is? Could it be?
I'd have to check with Dan Barber.
Okay.
I will.
Okay.
It was just, I was thinking, gosh, it's too bad. I should have had some of the Name the Neighborhood contest stuff with me. And that out because I was working for the Friends.
Yeah, a week from tonight, the council will be interviewing the finalist applicants for city manager. And it's hoped at the end of that meeting that they'll be making a decision.
So that's the 26th.
Right.
So they'll be interviewing from like four. I think you guys have four applicants. Well, actually, it's going to be a lot shorter because you'll have three applicants to interview. One is on vacation.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be 4 to 7, and then right after seven. That, we're going to have a short meeting.
I mean, make the last city council meeting. Did anyone hear?
They're eliminating the regular council meeting, just doing that. This particular time, and hopefully we'll be able to make a selection that night. If not, we'll have to have a special meeting the next day or very close to make our
some are local, some are out of the area, some are in the valley.
Also,
but they wanted to go with.
I understand that the meeting, at the council meeting, that they have a representative from one of the businesses that was wanting to.
This is strictly a council.
No, no, I'm not talking about that one. I wanted to see, BioGreen.
BioGreen there?
I heard that it was proceeding, that they are going to start
into the industrial.
We put no roadblocks in their way.
I know we'll get an update at tomorrow at the utilities committee meeting because the water and sewer just had their meeting yesterday.
Oh, that's where I saw it.
The only thing I have is I attended Monday evening. I attended a meeting with Peter Russell, Deschutes County TSP. Mm-hmm. They're reviewing it, the 20-year plan. It was Tony DeBone, some gym guy, and bicyclist, Jim somebody, he's a big heavy bicycle guy, him and myself, and that was it. And so Tony DeBone said vote for me basically and left. Jim and I were left. Jim got his bicycle thing out of the way, and then I had a one-on-one meeting with Peter Russell that lasted the next half hour, and you'll all be glad to know that I filled out an entire 8x11 sheet of paper on a request from Lapine to Peter Russell. So Peter Russell has a lot to work with.
Peter needs that.
He has a lot on his plate now from Lapine. I basically told him how it is.
Good for you.
So anyway, we shall have all new roads and everything, and wider bike paths and everything now in the future. The other thing is, I applied for a Elizabeth Potter historical grant for a workshop in some city in Illinois. That will be for a week in starting July 19th. So I'll be off to learn about historical record keeping and collections policies to form the new Lapine City Museum in the future.
Need any travel expense money? Or are you going to have?
I actually applied for a grant. I will know by June 14th whether it's been approved. And it's all expenses paid.
How nice.
Well, it won't be all my expenses, but it'll be some of them paid.
Okay.
And I'm taking my Harley back to Illinois. London blast. So that's the only update I have.
Very cool.
Yep. Okay. All right. Any other public comment? Public? For items not on the agenda? Oh, wait a minute. Excuse me. Other matters. We had other matters. Number 11, other matters?
We tabled them until next Wednesday.
We did.
Prepare.
Okay.
More information.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and now public comments.
Any public comments?
There's no public here, is
it? You're the public.
You're the public.
You are today.
What's the word on the streets about the planning commissioner from the council?
Mean the city manager?
No. What's any talk about, or have they forgot about us?
No, they haven't forgot about you.
Did they approve our budget?
Yes, that was all done. It's put under a different category. It's not put under planning commission category, but it's there, just what you requested.
So we're going to be off on some training here, folks.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
It's under training, if I remember right. I didn't bring it with me tonight.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
But it's there, and we, like I said, everything that was requested, you might like to know that if the budget goes through the way that we voted on it, that there will be no increase in the tax base next year. Be exactly the same. And we raised several recommendations from the budget officer, and we still come up with a small carryover into next year to keep us going.
Excellent.
So we
good job.
Battled things around pretty much, and I think when you, as taxpayers in the city and in the community, take a look at the budget, you'll think we did a pretty good job.
Good job. Good job. Excellent. Well, I'll entertain a motion that we adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Adjourn. 6:19
back. Just